My name is Zamir Zahavi. I was born in 1959, Hadera, Israel. I was born in Israel, but I grew up in the island of Curaçao, which is right off the coast of Venezuela. My mother was born in Curaçao. My father was born in Argentina. They both met in Israel, where my sister and I were born. And then when I was 6 years old, we moved to the island of Curaçao. We just wanted a change of life, I guess my parents wanted. In Israel, we're pretty much independent. When I was born in Israel, my sister and I, we did not live with our parents. We were living separately. We only saw our parents in the evening when they were done with their work. I was living on a kibbutz. It's a collective farm. Okay, so everybody works there. You work the land, and then you do the harvest, and you sell it, and everybody shares it. My mother did not like that. Also, she didn't like the fact that her children were not living with her. We were living separate. She wanted to raise her children her way, so she talked to my dad, and my dad agreed, and they packed up, and they moved. Curaçao, I love the beach. Lots of beaches. I like snorkeling, diving. The weather is always beautiful. The food is really good. And just the people are just very nice and very tolerant of everybody. I go there every year. I'll fly from here to Charlotte, and then from Charlotte to Curaçao will take me 3.5 hours. The plane lands, and they bring out a ladder, and you have to walk down and go across the tarmac. The minute you come out, you just feel that. Oh my gosh, I'm in the tropics. This is hot. My mother and my grandmother had the only kosher deli in Curaçao. And they didn't sell that many things. They only had a French bread, and they sold kosher bologna sandwiches, kosher salami, and kosher pastrami. When the ships came in, we would sell them all the kosher products that they needed for the ship, all the kosher products they needed for hotels. It was right on the harbor. We got a lot of tourists. You know, we met a lot of people. Curaçao is split, the harbor is split in two parts. So my mother's deli was on one side. My dad had a dry goods store, so he sold clothes. It's a fun place to be, but it's an island, so it gets pretty small. When you have a car, you don't realize how small the island is when you start driving. You can cover the whole island in 45 minutes. I mean, from end to end, and saying hello to everyone twice. So now you want to experience things on your own. When I graduated high school, I moved back to Israel to join the army. The army is tough. You have to be physically fit, and they're looking for smart people. If you are a violent person, they don't want you. I was a paratrooper, but my job in the army was to make sure that the other kids that are joining the army are comfortable and not homesick. I had to make sure that they were having fun while they were there. Young people come from all over the world to live in Israel. And in my unit, there were two people from Pittsburgh. So when we left the army, I made a visit to Pittsburgh for a couple weeks, and I liked it so much, I went back to Curaçao, applied to the University of Pittsburgh, and I've been here ever since. My friend picked me up. He lived in Square Hill. I remember all the bumps on the roads, and I asked him what is going on. He said these are called potholes, and I went through the tunnel. I didn't know what to expect at the end of the tunnel, but you know when you come through that tunnel, you see that big city? Wow, it's amazing. I fell in love with the city. I met my wife here in Pittsburgh. She was born and raised in Square Hill. Pittsburgh is a unique city. It has all the big buildings that you always see in pictures, and yet it has all the quietness of residences that you sort of expect living in the suburbs. I own a tavern on the north side. It's called the Park House. My job is a lot of fun. I meet a lot of people. I actually meet people from all over the world that come to the Park House. I have food from Curaçao, and I have food from Israel. We have a bluegrass jam every Wednesday. It's the longest running bluegrass jam in the city of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has really changed. It's very, very diversified. I have seen and experienced the changes from 1982 up to 2018, and I only see good things happening in Pittsburgh. Back in the 80s, it wasn't so open culturally like it is now. I'd rather be here. When I go to Curacao, I can just tolerate it for 10 days. And then I have to come back home. It's just, this is home. This is home.